It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And here we are on a Saturday that's turned out pretty good. We had the rain move through and move out of here now. We've got a great Saturday here in the Twin Cities Metro. Steve Thompson, our producer, Josh Wheeler. Twins and Red Sox, huge game today. Rained out. They just couldn't get it in. But we kind of knew about this on Friday night. I was doing a football game on the internet. Edina Atwizetta, by the way, Edina looked really good last night. More on that maybe a little bit later on in the program. They are the defending big school runner-up. They got beat by Centennial in the championship game. And then on the way back home, I got word from Brad that the weather could be bad today in Boston. So when I got home and settled in and had a bite to eat, I looked at the weather, and it just said rain. And I was really surprised they didn't make the call on this game earlier in the day. And it's one of those where, well, the weather may change, and most of these games at Fenway are sold out, if not very close to sellouts. You know, whether they're good or bad or a playoff team, doesn't look like they're going to make the postseason. So you've got a huge crowd at Fenway. They pay top dollar, I'm sure, to park anywhere near Fenway Park. And you settle in and you have a beverage or something to eat. And then you wait around for as long as they did before they call the game. I had a pretty good idea earlier in the day they weren't going to play today by the looks of the weather. I don't know about you, Josh, but I think this kind of stuff is super frustrating for a fan. You know, let me know before I leave home and drive to the ballpark and pay to park. I'm not getting that money back. I'm not getting money for the $20 beer or two that I bought. You know, that's the thing about it. And they'll fill it up tomorrow for the split doubleheader. But that's the thing. I mean, it just looked like even on Friday night they weren't going to get the game in today.
This is the second time I think you and I have experienced this summer where they just kind of let the money pile in, so to speak. I'm not trying to say it's like a conspiracy or anything, but like it's kind of frustrating when you, I mean, let's start doing the math here. You drive down to Minneapolis, you pull into one of the like ramp A, B, or C. It's like, I don't know, $13 to $15 to park there for the event parking. You kind of start gathering inside the stadium, maybe buy a couple beers, some food, and, you know, rack up $30-$40. Yeah. And, you're basically paying for a virtual tour inside of, you know, Fenway Park or Target Field. And then you get sent home about an hour into it. I don't understand it. I was even texting, our boss Brad of like, all right, it's taking three meetings to figure this out. But about 2 months ago, we were given back this game 15 minutes in. It's like, man, it's unfortunate that just with the timing of how all this works. It's interesting.
I just really don't understand the logic. Now, there have been other cases where they have been proactive and postponed the game based on the forecast, and they get ripped as well. I mean, there's no winning for the clubs here. And I think it's one of those, especially in a sports market like Boston, that there's no way, with all the tickets sold, that they can do a straight doubleheader tomorrow. They've got to figure out a way to split it up. And then you're getting together with the Twins. Now, if the Twins and Red Sox were eliminated and there wasn't strong ticket demand tonight or tomorrow, They'd probably do a straight doubleheader tomorrow. But there's so much on the line. And the Twins have their ace scheduled to go today. There's no way, shape, or form they wanted to get him warmed up, ready to go, and then stop the game. That is the last thing the Twins wanted. I just feel like sitting here in my chair in the Twin Cities on a Friday night at 11 o'clock looking at the forecast for the Boston area, I'm going to say, they're probably not going to play today. You know, it doesn't look real good. And then get up this morning, do the same. And I think the forecast that we saw on Friday night, I didn't print out a copy. But it talked about even more rain and the rain going later on in the evening tonight. Because I think last night they had rain and then they said it might taper off late in the afternoon. I'm like, you know, they'll probably go. But this morning it said they're expecting rain there until 9 o'clock local time. And they're not going to make people sit around for 6 hours to start a ball game. They are not going to do that. So, nevertheless, Twins rained out today at Fenway. And as Gino mentioned, here is the lay of the land. If you're still tuning in, wondering where the Twins are, Twins and Red Sox rained out at Fenway. We have two games tomorrow. Inside Twins begins at 10:30. So we'll have a very abbreviated huddle with Pete Najarian and Dave Schwartz. Lineup card at 11, first pitch at 11:35. And as soon as they update the starters for tomorrow, we'll give that to you. But I would assume, and at the moment, they still have Zebby in game one, and that's it. And that they're going to update that. They have Zebby in game one, TBD in game two for the Twins, but I'm assuming that's going to change. And then game two, 4 o'clock lineup card, first pitch at 4:35. So if you're looking for Rob Dreisland in the Outdoor News, that's not happening tomorrow at 5. So two games tomorrow. Once again, our coverage begins at 10:30 for game one, and then coverage for game two beginning at 4 o'clock. So that is what we know. Pablo Lopez was scheduled to go today. Twins got a much-needed win last night. We will keep an eye on the Major League scoreboard as we go through the day here on CCO because there are still meaningful games as far as the Twins and their playoff chances. Paul Molitor said something during the pregame today on the lineup card, and I think he hit the nail right on the head. And I said this a week ago or longer, maybe 10 days ago. You're just trying to get into the tournament now. I mean, style points don't matter. You're just trying to get to the postseason, and you take your chances. What's the alternative? Missing the postseason? And let's face it, the four-game series in Cleveland was about as painful as it gets. There have been a lot of rough stretches as a Minnesota sports fan over the years. You can think of brutal Vikings losses. I go back to the 98 season where they went 15-1. January of 99, they hosted the Atlanta Falcons at the Metrodome. And I was born and raised a Viking fan. And going into that game in January of 99, 15-1 team, to that point, the most potent offense the NFL had ever seen. You have Randy Moss at the peak of his powers. You have Chris Carter. This was a team set up to win it all, and what did they do? They got beat by the Dirty Birds on that terrible Sunday in January of 99. For me, nothing will ever top that as far as painful losses. But this week in Cleveland, that's pretty rough. Considering they had a legitimate chance to win all four in Cleveland, and to come out of there losing three of four is really hard to take. But they bounce back, they get the win, and they're still in the mix. And if the playoffs started today, they're in. And I know there's been a lot of negativity about what management didn't do to improve the ball club or money that wasn't spent, etc. Well, that's all water under the bridge. As a fan, do you want the team in the postseason or not? And I would prefer the team in the postseason. I don't know about you, Josh, but they still have a chance to get there. They're playing meaningful games in late September, and they have a chance to get to the playoffs. I would take that over the alternative. I'm not going to use the White Sox as an example. But any other club that's not going to be in the postseason. Look at the Toronto Blue Jays. They spend a ton of money every year. They spend a lot of money every year. They throw money around. They got good players. They're 8 games under 500. They're not going to the postseason. I would rather be in the Twin spot than the Blue Jay spot.
I there's 2 points to this that I always want to kind of bring up, and I brought up a lot in the last week or so. Is A, sure. October is, it's a clean slate, man. It's like, that's a fresh start. So what, no matter, you see the Twins team right now, but I just feel like that postseason feel brings a whole different vibe to the game. And if you want to see what a wild card team, what a not favored team can do in the postseason, just look at the Diamondbacks last year. That's all I'm going to say. They were, you know, bottom of the barrel playoff team, and they made it all the way to almost to the finish line. So there's a lot to be said with that.
Yeah, and I just go, it's such a long season, and I know the Twins had much higher hopes this year that they were going to win another division crown and they were going to build on it. And they dropped 3 out of 4 in Cleveland, and they were painful. There's no question about that. And it is frustrating for this club to be in this spot, fighting and clawing to get into the postseason. But the question in my mind is very simple. Would you rather be in the postseason or not? I would rather be in the postseason. Whatever that looks like. Expanded playoffs. More teams in the playoffs. Oh, yeah, well, you know. I would take the playoffs over not being in the playoffs.
Yep.
All things considered, if you're going to boil it right down to it, you know, the scoreboard watching and the fact that today's game that was postponed in Boston turns into 2 huge games tomorrow, day off Monday, then the Marlins, then the Orioles. Can you get into the tournament? Can you get into the postseason and have a chance? And people are saying, well, you know, they have no chance anyway.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, to me it's a bit frustrating
because
I'm not apologizing for the moves that weren't made or the money that weren't spent. It is what it is, and I think if you've been a fan of the ball club for any period of time, that is how they manage their affairs. I think you need to make peace with that, and it is what it is. Do you want to see your team in the playoffs or not? That's where I'm at.
And I know you don't want to use the White Sox example, but people are acting like the White Sox are us in the playoffs. Like this is a very, very talented ball club. We've seen that. We've seen them at their best.
When healthy.
Yes, when healthy.
Yeah.
This is a very solid ball club. It's definitely not the ball club that we saw. We're not getting the results that we saw this time last year. But this is they're not the last team I'm going to pick to make a deep playoff run right now. Like, they still have, they have a few different pieces to their game where, man, you just wish they'd be better. We saw the bullpen finally come through after a Monday through Thursday stretch where they were just it was just a no-show. And then yesterday you almost had a Cleveland Guardians-esque bullpen where you shut down, you know, just a bad Boston team in all the chances that they had with the runner on second. You saw the bullpen come through. So there's glimmers of hope, but this team also is, they're not as bad as everybody's starting them. I think it's just the Monday through Thursday wave people are riding where it's like, oh, this is, it's over, it's done. It's like, no, this is, They are still technically in a playoff spot, last time I checked, and they, you know, Detroit and Seattle have to sustain what they have going, and I just don't think that's possible.
Yeah, and they have played poorly as of late in general. You think of that series in Kansas City, that was ugly. They came home three-game series with the Angels, who are terrible.
Yeah.
And dropped the opening game. Rallied to win two in a row. It's not all roses. And then that series in Cleveland, just crazy how that went. How they turned that series into playing to the point where they could have won all four, or for sure three of four, leaving town losing three of four. In a bad spot, but they found a way, got it done in Fenway in extra innings again. And maybe all in all, a rain delay or a rain out today at Fenway is a good thing. Get rest, get some dinner, get a good night's sleep, come back to the ballpark and play two against a team that for all practical purposes is eliminated in the Red Sox. And if you have a thought, StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. And it's quite simple. Would you rather have the Twins in the postseason or not? And I like postseason better. Once again, all things considered, I like that idea better. Maybe you don't. 9 minutes now in front of four. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Tons of college football today. Conference season well underway in the Northern Sun. We have the MIAC. We have the WIAC. A lot of Minnesota kids play in those Wisconsin schools. We have the UMAC connection today. We have Big Ten, Top 25, huge games on the docket today. USC, Michigan, Floyd's on the line tonight in Minneapolis. Josh's club, the Sooners, they have a big one. We'll get into all of that as we move through the day. Once again, Twins rained out. They'll play two tomorrow. Our coverage begins at 10:30 tomorrow morning here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Twins got rained out at Fenway. It'll be the Red Sox and the Twins tomorrow. They'll play a split doubleheader inside Twins. 10:30, lineup card at 11, first pitch at 11:35. Starters to be announced. And then game two, lineup card at 4, first pitch at 4:35. So Twins and Red Sox will play two tomorrow at Fenway Park. We'll keep an eye on what's going on in the big leagues. Once again, Twins are idle, so they can't gain any ground on their own, but they could certainly lose ground. They're a game behind Kansas City for wild card number two, a game in front of Detroit for the final wild card. Tigers and Orioles going head-to-head, bottom of the third. Tigers lead the Orioles 2-1. That is a game worth keeping an eye on. So Tigers and Orioles there. Kansas City, and I'm trying to find their game on the board. Yeah, Giants and Royals in Kansas City will start in about 15 minutes or so. So those are really the games we're focused on at the moment. Once again, bottom of the third, Tigers lead the Orioles 2-1. Giants and Royals from Kansas City coming up later on. Cleveland, they're already in. They're running away with the division crown there. So that's what we know at the moment. We have all the news and weather at 4. College football scores galore as we move through the day. Some big games in the top 25 in the Big Ten. Josh, well,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Run down those scores for us later. Oh.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.